Smith Show. Monday to Friday, 6 to 9. 6 to 9. On Smile 90.4 FM.
A man who's no stranger to radios and TVs in South Africa, Nico Panaggio, is with us this morning. Nico, so lovely to have you back here, my brother. Back here being behind a microphone with me, yeah. Talking about something that's close to your heart. For those that don't know, Nico's been a lifelong ambassador and a global voice piece for missing people. And in particular in South Africa, I think of Missing Children SA. And one of the eye-openers for me in terms of how little resources are available in South Africa as a starting point for something that you dread as a parent. But the reality is that on a daily basis, we have cases of missing children in South Africa. Nico, I'm going to talk about that. I'm also going to talk to you about The Sound of Freedom, which is just one of the most it took my breath away. I mean, because it's so real. And you know, like movies you watch to go and escape, this is one that's of an actual, you know, this is what's actually happening in the world at the moment. First of all, tell us how let's talk about that project first. Let's talk about Sound of Freedom. How were you involved in Sound of Freedom?
Well, let me say good morning.
Yeah, sorry.
First things first. You know, it's so good to be back and to be with you, Ryan. Thank you for the time. Yeah, Sound of Freedom, you know, I've been following, as you say, I've been with Missing Children for about, I think we've been going for about a decade and a half now, just over that. I started out as an ambassador for a few months, and then they asked me to take over because the person who started the organization pulled out. It was actually just a Facebook page, and then we slowly over the years turned it into an organization. We put a board together, and almost a decade and a half later, we're still going. And essentially, what Missing Children is your first port of call when a child goes missing, because most people don't know what to do. The first thing I ask people, and it's not a rhetorical question, I say, if your child went missing right now, what would you do? What would you do, right? Who would you call?
You.
Exactly, because you know me. So, the point is, people don't know who to call. They don't know where to go. And so, and also, you know, what procedure to follow when you go and report it to the authorities. We make sure you get a case number, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. So there's a protocol that to follow. So I've been involved with missing children and the field of missing children and whatever, you know, accompanies that for years. And Tim Ballard came on my radar years ago because I saw the work he was doing.
Yes.
Followed him on you know the media channels that I follow found out about him. There's some amazing work being done internationally, you know, against human trafficking. And his story fascinated me. And then I heard about this film that they made, and then it never came out. And for years it just went quiet, and I was so excited to see the film, and then all of a sudden came back onto the radar when it was picked up by Angel Studios, and 8 years after conceptualizing the film and talking about it, they finally got it into theaters in the States, and that's incredible. So when the film hit the theaters in the States, I was like, geez, we've got to get this film into South Africa, into the theaters. Yeah, we have to. And so I immediately contacted one of my mates, and Heinz Winkler, and because we both are quite passionate about keeping children safe. And I said to him, listen, let's get behind this. Let's do something.
Yeah.
And what we did is we contacted people we know, and we very quickly found out, no, don't worry, Gravel Studios is already on it. They're already bringing them in. There's a release date. We are the second country in the world to actually release in theater. And so we were very excited. So we contacted them and said, listen, guys, whatever you need, we're on board. We just want to push this as much as possible. We want to get eyeballs on this film because of just what an incredible piece of work we assume it will be, you know, and it's turned out to be just that.
It has, and it's a movie that I think, and again, I say this because, you know, there are very few movies that have brought me to tears. It's one of them because as a parent, if you don't cry watching that movie, you've got to ask some very, very big questions about it, and maybe you're hard and you think, well, I'm not going to cry, but it's so real that it literally it's happening around the world. It's happening on a daily basis, and it's one of those things that you want to watch, but at the same time you're so scared of it happening to you. And what would you, to your point earlier, what would you do should it happen to you, you know?
And I think that's what makes this film so powerful, because it's a conversation starter. So it's you know, at the end of the film, and wait for that. Jim Caviezel makes, you know, he puts out a message which is so beautiful, so powerful. And he says, you know, thank you for showing up. Thank you for coming to see this film. This film is not about being fearful. It's about being hopeful. And about doing something. Because, you see, that's where we're at in the world is, you know, we're going to have millions of people watching this film. Only a handful of each screening is going to want to do something. Mm-hmm. And only a small percentage of those people will actually do something.
Yeah.
You know, essentially, films, what they do is they move you, you know, and that's why it was so amazing for a film to be produced, you know, to the quality that this one has, because that's what you want to do. You want to move people, but then you want to move them to action, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So my experience was I wanted there to be a booth outside the movie house.
Yeah.
So when I walked out, and I know that resources don't allow for that to happen, but I was moved to your point right there. Yeah. So had I walked out the movie house, right, and there was, say, for example, a missing child. An essay, a booth, or what was signed, this, whatever, and I would have been all over that. Again, resources. You can't have somebody based at every single movie house to do. But I mean, that for me, at that point, I was like, how do I get involved?
Well, now here's the thing. Remember, we were at the pre-screening, right?
Yeah.
So for the theater release, this is what's going to happen. And so I've done a PSA on the front of the film, actually talking about this. So because of exactly that, now Angel Studios, who took over distribution and of this film and taking it to theater, Angel Studios have, if you know, they produced a show called The Chosen.
Yes.
And what they did with The Chosen, which is a show about Jesus Christ, they got people to pay it forward.
Mm.
All right, so this is a fantastic, very original, incredibly successful business model, which they've applied to Sound of Freedom.
Yes.
Because essentially they want eyeballs on this film.
Yeah.
They want people to see the film, to see how easy it is to get involved, and to be aware. Mm. But now there are loads of people who can't afford the price of a ticket, especially to see it in the theater on the big screen, where you get the full effect of the whole cinematographic experience, right? So what they've done is, they've made a pay-it-forward system available for the Sound of Freedom film. And so on the screen, at the beginning of the film, there'll be a QR code you can scan, and right then and there, donate one ticket.
Lovely.
Amazing.
Okay. Right. Yes. Great.
If you get out of the film, in the lobby, there'll be a standee where you can scan a QR code and donate a ticket. And if you've missed those two boats, you can do it online as well.
Mm.
So they're going to make that available so that we can get people who can't afford the price of a ticket into the theater to watch it on the big screen, because this film is about opening eyes, not just your physical eyes, but your spiritual eyes.
Nico, I just, again, you know, I want to get across that the importance of taking your spouse or your partner to go and watch this. We were talking about all these hit movies that are on the circuit at the moment, and I think it's like the timing of it. Like, everyone go watch our movie. It's the Barbie movie. It's the Oppenheimer movie. It's blah, blah, blah. Mm. But you walk away, and you might be entertained. You might, but what kind of difference is that movie allowing you to make in the world?
Mm.
And this is a movie that's going to make you question what difference you are making in the world when it comes to human trafficking, specifically around children. How do people put their hands up and say, Nico, I've watched the movie, I'm going to watch the movie, I might not have time now, or I want to donate in some way, I want to keep the organization that's responsible for looking for these missing kids up and well? And it's a conversation you and I have had in the past over and over again, and we need to remind people constantly that there's this organization that does this daily in this city and in this country. How do people reach out? How do they say, me, I want to get involved?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question, and I think that's what this film's about. It's about having people realize, number one, what's going on, number two, that something can be done about it, and that we as a collective have to do something about it, you know. And there's so many ways to get involved, and you just touched on it. You know, you go and see all these other, you know, entertainment driven films, and you walk out, and you know you've been entertained, but you kind of feel a bit empty. So I have this philosophy. I mean, I'm in the entertainment business. So I have this philosophy: is you live a life in pursuit either of magnificence or significance.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. One of the two. If you pursue magnificence, you may find it, but you may find yourself lacking significance. If you pursue significance, you will find it, and you might even find magnificence, but it won't be as important to you, because you will live a life of significance. So when you go and watch a significant film like Sound of Freedom, you walk out there and you go, this has touched me in a way and switched me on in a way that nothing else has in a long time.
Mm.
You know, it's one of those films that comes along once in a while and switches you on.
Yeah.
And now you want to do something. Mm. And as you say, what do you do? How do you get involved? Well, there are a myriad of organizations in South Africa that work around the area of child safety, child trafficking, legalities, you know, legislation about keeping children safe and, and how traffickers get prosecuted when they get caught. We have a massive problem in our country that we're looking at, and that is safe houses for children that have been recovered out of dangerous situations and vulnerable situations. So we're working on that. We're working on doing that. But there are a myriad of organizations you can follow. Missing Children South Africa. Put it in your mind right now. Missingchildren.org.za. It's a free service to the community. Doesn't cost you a cent. Contact us if a child goes missing. And we'll talk you through the process. The South African Police Service has some amazing, amazing people that really work very hard to combat, the abduction and child trafficking and human trafficking. And you will be broken if you know what happens in this country on a daily basis. It will break your mind. But, you know, Jim Caviezel says this at the end of the film in his address. His address to the audience, he says, we're not to live in fear. We're not to live in fear. We must understand we can do something. And I want to just tell people this as well. Don't be scared of going to watch this film because you think you can't handle it. You don't want to know about it. Yeah. It's just too hard. I've got children. I don't want to think about it. Think about it. You know, this film is the most beautiful way you can shoot this kind of material. And when I say beautiful, it's cinematographically, it's gorgeous. It's beautifully shot, beautiful performances. The lead girl, the young girl who plays one of the abductees, beautiful performances, the little boy as well. But it's shot in such a way that you never see anything that's going to tantalize a dark person, a dark mind. You never see anything that's going to break a vulnerable mind. It is done in such a delicate way. So go see the film.
Nico Panaggio, what a flippin' legend.
Making a difference.
I love it.
What a man.
You can have all the platforms in the world, but if you don't have any kind of significance and you're not having that in, as your
driving kind of force,
100%, you're not going to get anywhere. Yeah. Thank you so much for this, Nico.
You can follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.